Her final step here is to calculate the velocity at impact, or the velocity of the ball when it hits the ground. For this type of projectile motion problem, where the launching point is at the same height as the landing point, we can take advantage of the characteristics of projectile motion to simplify our calculations. In this situation, again, where the launching point is the same height as the landing point, the magnitude of the initial velocity will equal the magnitude of the final velocity. The only difference is that the direction will be opposite. So for this problem, we determine that the initial velocity is 23 meters per second at 45 degrees above the horizontal. Therefore, the final velocity will have the same magnitude of 23 meters per second, but the opposite direction. So it will be 45 degrees below the horizontal. And if you look at the diagram at the bottom here, you can see how the vector is drawn for final velocity points in the opposite direction of our initial velocity. Now remember that this only applies to projectile motion problems where the starting point and the end point are at the same height.